And joining us live on the broadcast is our correspondent Simon Marks from Washington, D.C. A ray of hope, a very bright one at that, Simon. 100% efficacy rate is being promised by Moderna. There's also that 94.1% efficacy. We've just elaborated for our viewers what those two figures really mean. Explain to us the timeline that we're looking at.
Well, back there at the White House on this very rainy and bedraggled November day, Molly, President Trump is not very happy about that timeline that you laid out, this idea that Americans may not be able to get vaccinated until December the 21st. He doesn't like the fact that days will now have to pass before the Food and Drug Administration here in the United States makes the final decision about whether to approve the emergency use authorization requests by both Pfizer and Moderna. President Trump, an hour ago on Twitter, saying Moderna is now applying for emergency vaccine approval. The FDA must act quickly. And he wrote that part of the tweet in all block capitals. Operation Warp Speed, he said, has been a great modern-day miracle. And that's a reference to the fact that the Moderna vaccine, unlike the Pfizer vaccine, was developed in very large measure with U.S. government money. It came under President Trump's Operation Warp Speed initiative. And, you know, the tell is in the title. He wanted to get things done very quickly, and he still does want to get things done very quickly, including approval for these vaccines, distribution, and then Americans, 10 million of them perhaps by the end of the year, getting their inoculations in a bid to begin what will be a mammoth process of inoculating not just the whole of the United States, but of course populations all over the world.
Right. When it comes to all the vaccine candidates that we've been talking about, side effects remain a very critical cause of concern. Moderna claiming that it does check all the FDA's boxes. What more do we know on that front?
Well, what has to happen next is that Moderna has to prove that to the FDA. So does Pfizer. So will Oxford and AstraZeneca, if their vaccine at some point soon applies for emergency use authorization. Now, there will be a meeting later this week of a vaccine controls committee by the Centers for Disease Control, a government department, highly respected public health institution, of course, based in Atlanta. And that committee will look at these vaccines, these candidate vaccines, not just in terms of side effects and possible downside risks of taking them, but also in terms of who should take them in what order, because there's a massive tussle behind the scenes over the priority with which vaccines should be doled out. Frontline workers, first responders, absolutely in the lead, certainly here in the United States, for securing the vaccine when it is distributed and jabbed into the arms of Americans. But who comes next? And we've seen community leaders in some parts of the country saying, because the black population and the Asian population is disproportionately impacted by COVID-19, they should be next, right off the back of frontline workers and first responders in terms of being able to gain access to it. So there's going to be a big tussle over that, even as the FDA continues to look at these vaccines and make what is a huge scientific decision. Is it safe for them to be used in the United States and therefore in large measure elsewhere as well?
Simon Marks, thanks very much for joining us with that comprehensive update on the Moderna vaccine.